This morning is kind of like a perfect storm of topics and themes and occasions that all rushed together this morning. It is the end of this sermon series that we've been doing for a number of weeks here. I think about 13 weeks we've been doing this sermon series. So it's the end of our sermon series. It's also the end of the Christian year. We come to Christ the King Sunday this morning at the end of the church year, and we begin with Advent next Sunday. And because of the tardiness of Thanksgiving this year, it's also Stewardship Sunday this morning as we prepare for the calendar year ahead with our pledges and commitments in that regard too. So, and then on top of all of that, we have a text given to us this morning that I think Steve and I decided could probably be at least 3 13-week sermon series could be found in this text this morning. So I'm going to focus on the prayer part of this. There's a prayer and a poem here, not quite 3 points in a poem, no, but a prayer and a poem here this morning, and I'm going to focus on the prayer, and we will say the poem for our affirmation of faith. But I think I need a prayer, and I hope it will work for you all as well. So, first, Colossians 9 through 14. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you, and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, as you bear fruit in every good work, and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from His glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. May the Lord grant us hearts and minds to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In a few minutes, we will bring forward our pledges for the coming year, depending on how long I go on. That's how many minutes it will be before we do that. But it is a simple enough act, filling out a card and bringing it forward. But as with everything that we do in the church, the seemingly simple things can be filled with so much more meaning. Our simple gathering around the table with the simplest elements of bread and a cup, or pouring water on someone's head, are simple acts but are filled with so much more meaning. There of course, is the thought and prayer that went into our considering our pledge for this year, but there's even more. There's the significance and symbolism attached to how we always combine this day with the Thanksgiving holiday to remind us that we are truly giving thanks. Because for us, this act that we do this morning and the tradition of it doesn't come as a requirement of the church. It's not something that if we don't do it, we get kicked out of the denomination. It's not even a commandment of Jesus, but it is the way that we are called to share our time, our talent, and our treasure out of a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving, joyfully, for all that we have been given. For as the prayer says, we are people who have been enabled to share in the inheritance that God wants to give us. We have been transferred out of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. We have been given, really, everything that we already truly need. We have been given God's grace and love and mercy. We hold it as a share in the inheritance that we all will receive from God. The fact of the matter is we come this morning knowing that the truest part of us, that cord in each of us that was fixed there from the beginning to resonate with the divine in our lives, it has already been tuned to the heartbeat of God. The one who holds everything together. Everything that you can imagine. The one who is the source of all things. The one who has made peace between God and all things. Has taken up residence in our world. And even more, has taken up residence in our hearts. We don't come this morning to gain some kind of merit or get some kind of reward by what we give. We come this morning because we already know that we're going to be okay. And that God holds us here and now and has blessed us with all that we could ever need. It's our joyful, thankful response to share. Yet, there is so much more going on in this simple act we take this morning. The brilliant stewardship team has come up with another great theme this year. And if you've seen the letters, you see that we talked about roots and wings. They talked about how we are rooted in this truth. Rooted in this truth of whose we are and how much we have been blessed. And that allows us to have the wings of our imagination and our possibilities that God has for us spread to the full. The verse that is on the back of the pledge card, which can be found in the printed bag if you forgot the word, says, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And even more, the letter that you received this week, if you didn't get a chance to look at it, I go back and read it through, because it offered us this metaphor of the kite. For the kite is something that beautifully soars through the air, but if it is not rooted to the earth by the string, it just kind of flips and flops around on the ground a little bit and never really takes off. And I think looking again at this prayer in this text, using the metaphor of the kite offers us another lens on what we are doing this morning by making commitment to God here in this part of the body of Christ, this particular piece of what God is doing all through the world that we lovingly know as Fairfield Presbyterian Church. For the prayer speaks to us of our most ancient and abiding vocation, to be filled with the knowledge of God's will, to have all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that like the kite, we are meant to open ourselves to the gusts of the Spirit in our lives that lead us and direct us to display God's ways to the world, God's will to the world, making us so that we bear fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, as beautiful signs that we are about the good works that God has ordained for us.
as individuals and peoples of this place. Because the fact of the matter is that out in the world, in the day-to-day, the sky is a dull gray. A dull gray of self-interest, false security, constant strife, and a seeming systematic dulling of our passion for life and our compassion for others. But through Spirit-inspired acts of love, joy, peace, kindness, generosity, and all the other fruits of the Spirit, we can offer a glimpse of Christ's color and grace against that dark gray background. For we are anchored, tied tightly to the one who has already granted us a share in the inheritance, has already rescued us from the powers of darkness, already transferred us into Christ's kingdom. This morning we perform this simple act. But within it, we proclaim that we are people of this truer wisdom, that humanity is not meant to be simply tossed about on the ground by the winds of self-preservation and bouncing between mere survival and fleeting visions of self. To be blown about by tribalism or trapped in our anxieties or fears. No, we proclaim in this act and in this moment our joyful thanksgiving that we are meant to soar by the power of the Spirit, rooted and grounded in the firstborn of all creation. We commit ourselves to lives of joy and creativity, love and kindness, so that when people see us as people pledged to this particular place, this particular part of God's work, God's ministry in the world, when they see us as people pledged to Christ's body and Christ's work in the world, they catch a glimpse, a vision of all that God has made possible through His blessings to us, through His forgiveness of our sins, through the redemption that we have, through the inheritance that we are already sharing in right here, right now. Yes, it's a simple act of walking forward. But in those promises, in that pledge, we are committing ourselves to something that the world desperately needs. To know that we are people who can be filled with the Holy Spirit, cast a beautiful vision in the dark skies of this world. Will you pray? Gracious and loving God, You have gone to every length to make us Your own, to fill our hearts and minds with Your presence and Your peace. We know that we are Yours, and that You have a vision for our lives as individuals and for our lives together as this community of faith. We commit ourselves to the good works, to bearing fruit, to being Your people here in this life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.